This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
More than 1,800 attendees at the recent American Dairy Science Association meeting in Knoxville, Tennessee. And one of those in attendance, Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois. And he'll share with us some research on the physical form of forages. That's coming up next.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Joining us once again on this Friday, Dr. Mike Hutchins, fresh off the American Dairy Science Association meetings.
Commonly known as the ADSA meetings. It's held annually, usually in June or July each year. This year, Bill, it was in Knoxville, Tennessee, and over 1,800 people attended that conference, and we had a chance to hear 1,200 different abstracts, posters, and presentations. The power of going to that and listening to those abstracts is that you get an early look at the research. So today, we're just going to focus on one area, and that is looking at physical form of forages. And one of the classic presentations, both in a symposia and in abstracts, was looking at both the level of fiber in the diet, and here they're looking at UNDF, undigestible NDF, which is a negative, and then looking at the physical form, in other words, how long was it chopped or processed. This research came from the Meinert Institute out of Chazy, New York, a real powerful research group up there in that part of the United States. They looked at two relationships. They looked at forages that were high in UNDF, which means lower quality, or low in NDF. That'd be a good example would be like BMR corn silage. And then they look at different particle lengths of chop, a long and short. And it was interesting to me, and we'll see more data on this in the future, and that is they looked at the two extremes. They went to a high level of UNDF, lower quality, chopped it really long, and the bottom line was these cows eat less of it. Anytime my cows eat less of it, we usually get less milk performance out of that diet. We went to the other extreme, which to a very high quality forage, which means a low UNDF, chopped it even shorter, and that ends up being low in milk components and changes the rumen fermentation and can lead to something called SARA, subacute rumen acidosis. So what was really interesting, Bill, was in the middle two. You can mix and match them. They both performed about the same. So in other words, if I had low-quality forages and I chopped it shorter, it was similar in performance as if I had high-quality forages and chopped it longer. So it changed the dynamics in the rumen. In their studies, they reported such things as a rumen pH, and we know we want to keep above a pH 6. Look at total volatile fatty acid production. This is the energy drive in those diets as well. And then looked at the ratio of VFAs, in other words, how much acetate, butyrate, and propionate. Those are the three VFAs, and propionic acid produces, of course, blood glucose, which is then used for other functions, and milk lactose, and commands milk yield as well. So certainly we saw some changes. So it gives us another tool that says depending on what kind of forages you'll be facing this year in 2018-19, we can look at processing a different way and getting different cow responses. Then the other thing that's kind of related to it is a different study came from the University of Florida in which they looked at 117 different studies and looked at the effect of rumination time. And they measure that, and now farmers can measure that because we have these rumination collars and ear tags as far as that goes. So you can actually measure this on the farm if you want. But what they found was that when you extended chewing time, which reflects probably both the length of the fiber and also the quality of that fiber, we had reduced dry matter intake, similar to what we saw in the Meinert Institute study as well. And that led to less milk, but a higher butterfat test, because we know more chewing ends up more bicarb, results in more butterfat. So again, the take-home message for our listeners, let's get the particle size matching up with our forage qualities on farms to get best performance in our dairy cattle. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great day as well. Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois. And now a NAFTA update. As the U.S. and Mexico approached a revised North American Free Trade Agreement, the Agriculture Secretary hopeful trade talks will pick up soon between our country and Canada.
I've had direct conversations with my colleagues in Canada, and they acknowledge that the Class 7 issue has been a real problem for us.
Canada hasn't participated in the NAFTA talks in recent weeks as the U.S. and Mexico work on a deal. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.